This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. I saw the second half of the Ohio State-Michigan game.
Oh, you picked the wrong half to watch.
I sure did.
You totally did.
I just thought, okay, this is not the number two team in the nation.
Well, they played the number three team in the nation. So,
yeah, I know.
Was that the number three team? Are we downgrading them? Or
no,
what are you saying?
No. I thought Ohio State just played a terrible half.
What's weird about, and anyone that watched every Ohio State game knows exactly what I'm talking about. There's a lot of people that just kind of jump in because it's Ohio State, Michigan, and I hear a lot of those phone calls.
Yeah, I bet.
And a lot of people, like, I'm listening to a lot of opinion that's kind of based on one game, which is fine. And it's Ohio State, Michigan. I get it. But it not looking at the big picture, what Michigan did to Ohio State is what Ohio State did to everybody except for Notre Dame in the beginning. Like, Ohio State kind of lulled everyone in the first half and then exploded in the second.
Yeah.
And that's what Michigan did to Ohio State. You have to tip your cap.
Dangerous.
Yeah, you have to tip your cap to the Wolverines. They played a great game.
What are you, Jim Tomey?
No, I'm just saying. I thought that they played great in the second half. I do think that the game is... Is it a 45-23 loss? Yeah, it's absolutely. And did they give up 21 points in the fourth quarter? They sure did. They did some pretty stupid things. And they played undisciplined at times, which is weird. I just, like, there's just some things about Ohio State had picked the worst day of the year to play their worst game of the year. And are there repercussions for it? Absolutely. Should they be in the Final Four right now? I would say no. Should they be in the college football playoffs?
Probably
no.
Not.
They shouldn't. And are they going to get a chance to redeem themselves before they make select? No, they're not. They put themselves in this position, and they are where they deserve to be right now. But I do think in the spirit of competition and, you know, the nature of football, I think it would be amazing if these two teams somehow, some way ended up playing each other in the national championship. And if Ohio State could work their way back into this thing, they will have earned it because they will have had to figure out a way to get in and listen to everyone laugh at them if they get the number four spot saying, they don't deserve it. And I read a ton of stuff over the weekend, and I can't disagree. You had a chance to control your own destiny and absolutely laid an egg in the second half against Michigan. Michigan outplayed Ohio State. So my cousins are like, I want you to say go blue on the air. Well, they played great. Michigan, like,
your
give
cousins?
Them credit. I have cousins, yeah. It's not good.
They went to Michigan?
No.
I know you have a nephew that went to Michigan.
Yeah, my nephew still lives up there. But
couldn't find honest work
here. You know, they're like our TB friends, right? Like, they didn't go, like, our buddy TB, who's the biggest Ohio State honk ever, like, ever. Like, I tell this story about, he would travel with us when I was traveling Cavaliers, and I'd go pick him up in the morning sometimes, then we'd go drive to the airport. Or I remember one time I had to pick up, like, a microphone or something from his. He opened the door to his house with an Ohio State hat on, Ohio State shirt, Ohio State pajamas, Ohio State moccasins, wearing Ohio State wristbands. And if he had Ohio State glasses, he would have been wearing those too.
And he's a graduate of what school?
And he went to Ohio University.
That's correct.
Yeah. So, it's just like, okay, I get it. You're on the Michigan bandwagon. Like, I have friends that just, like, they just want to be anti-Ohio State. And that's okay. I don't have a problem with that. I also am a firm believer that Ohio State fans changed completely after Ohio State won the national championship in 2002 with Trussell. Like, Ohio State fans, I used to think before that, especially when Michigan was winning or Ohio State would win every once in a while with John Cooper, they were humble. And guess what? Maybe it's not such a bad thing to be humble, to not believe that you're going to smoke every team that you play every week. It's okay. Ohio State has some talented players.
Yeah, no, he's on a roll here, isn't he? He's cooking.
I'm just saying. So I would love for there to be an opportunity for Ohio State to... And by the way, if you're an Ohio State fan, you got to forget about Saturday, turn the page, and all you care about is Friday night, that Pac-12 championship, because that's the easiest path, I think, for them to get back in. But this said, it's ridiculous that you lose one game and still don't have a chance to get back in it, no matter who it is.
Can I interject?
Sure.
I have heard people, seen things up there on the Twitter, elsewhere. Ryan Day's 1-2 against Michigan. He's got to go.
I'm laughing.
Could you be?
It's what, five losses?
Could that State? Be the stupidest thought ever? I think Ryan Day is a very good college football coach. That's what you want. He lost two games to Michigan. Okay, if I'm an Ohio State fan, I'm thanking God this guy's our coach.
They played super tight. He coached super tight. The play of the game was in the third quarter.
But do you agree, though? I mean, he's a terrific coach.
I think he's a great coach. I love him.
There's no way.
I don't care that they lost.
His seat should be warm.
No. But guess what? Michigan was ready to throw Harbaugh years. They had a couple rough years there. He decided to change his tune. All of a sudden, they changed the way they – and now look at them. They won two games in a – first game that they've won in Columbus since 2000. So, at some point, can't you just give Michigan credit rather than sitting here trying to pick Ohio State completely apart, which they deserve, by the way. I'm not going to argue that. But, so I kind of looked at the game and I was like, this isn't – I can't wait till next year when we have 12 teams in the playoff.
I was going to say, this is why you need to expand things.
Yeah.
You cannot have one clunker. For instance, Alabama has lost twice. And, again, I'm not the biggest diehard college football fan. They lost two good games, and their best wins aren't really great wins, because now you have to evaluate the caliber of the win. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with the idea of a team that might be 9-3 playing for a national championship. And that's why I would love to see a super conference at some point because, Ohio State lost to Michigan. Well, Michigan's a dang good football team. So is Ohio State. You didn't have your best day. That happens. There's a reason that no NFL team has gone undefeated since the Miami Dolphins of the early 70s because it's tough to play good football teams every week. Well, if you saw more of that in college football, I think it would be even greater for the game of college football if you're playing competitive football games.
No, this isn't even just about football.
Indiana against Ohio State.
Not Ohio State's fault that Indiana's in the Big Ten.
No, I'm not saying that it is. But what I'm saying is I just think it would be great for the sport. And it would be great for the upper level of the sport. Let's put it that way. And maybe even better, Andy, for the lower levels. Because, who wants to see – Who wants to see our alma mater go get a paycheck and lose 52-0 to somebody?
No, but I want to see our alma mater have a chance to try to win the championship. That's the other part
that'd
of it.
Be
that
great.
Bothers
if,
me.
If you play well enough, you can get into the top 12. That's great. Then you get a chance to
and
play.
And then you will. And then you will down the road. And then you can have Herb Street just rip the Mid-American Conference apart and then have him turn around and go, but I'm a MAC guy. I'm a MAC guy. He did that a couple years ago. I was sitting in the commissioner's office when he did it, and I was just like, just stop. If you're going to rip the Mid-American Conference for being in the Orange Bowl, don't say you're a MAC guy, as Jeff wears all of his MAC stuff. But here's my other point, that you realize that big-time college football is the only sport in all of college athletics that if you don't virtually go perfect or only lose one game, it's the only place where you can win where you don't have a chance to win a chance. Everybody else. No. I'm looking at, the old 1AA. Teams with three losses are in the playoffs. NCAA basketball. How many teams get in there with like 10 losses? It happens in every sport. Soccer, you name it. College football is the only place where we ask these teams to be perfect or one-loss teams to have a chance for a national championship. Maybe that's better. I don't know. But I'm just saying it's the only place where we ask that to happen. So whatever. Please tip your cap to Michigan. They kicked Ohio State's you-know-what in the second half. They got out-coached. They got out-played. And Ohio State didn't do what they needed to do. You want to hear excuses? I can give you a ton of excuses about, people were talking about, look at, Michigan did this without Blake Corum. Well, Ohio State, they had players that they were missing too. But I'm not going down that road. My point is just this. Michigan crushed Ohio State. And there is an opportunity for Ohio State to get another chance. They would really, really, really have to earn it. And I don't know if we have time. Ryan Day doesn't need to go. He doesn't need to go. So Wheeler and Solon, I'm not going to bother because I know we're going back to the Browns here. And if you want to talk about it tomorrow, we can talk about it tomorrow. You can hang up.
If you want to hang on there, Wheeler, we'll talk to you in a second.
Oh, now you're going to bring him on. I thought we were out of time.
For a second, we will.
Take him on.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference is coming up momentarily. Well, I shouldn't say that. In 30-minute momentarilies. Does that make any sense? No. 30 minutes or so. 12:30, Stefanski. If you have a thought on what Andy said about anything Ohio State, by all means, 216-578-0092. Browns won yesterday. They beat Tampa Bay. Browns won, Ohio State lost.
Go Who would have thought?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.